Shalom aleichem aboisai. Shalom from Yerushalayim Yirei Kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach u'b'siyata d'shmaya meruba. We're about to begin Parashas Nitzavim, which on some years will be laid by itself, and on other years will be laid together with Parashas Vayelech. And that depends on the following. Between Tisha B'av and Rosh Hashanah, there are seven Shabbosos, in which we lay seven Parashiyos, beginning with Parashas Vayeshanan, which is laying the Shabbos right after Tisha B'av, Shabbos Nachamu, until Parashas Nitzavim, which is laying the Shabbos right before Rosh Hashanah. Parashas Zeis HaBrocho, the last parasha of the Torah, will be laid on Simchas Torah, which leaves us with two Parashiyos in between, Parashas Vayelech and Parashas Ha'azinu. So if Rosh Hashanah falls out to be on a Monday, Tuesday, or on a Tuesday, Wednesday, which means that Yom Kippur will fall out to be on a Wednesday or on a Thursday. In other words, neither Rosh Hashanah nor Yom HaKippurim fall out on a Shabbos. In such a year, we're going to have two Shabbosos between Parashas Nitzavim and when we lay Zeis HaBrocho. Two Shabbosos for two Parashiyos. Perfect. The first Shabbos will be between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Shabbos Shuvah. Then we're going to learn Parashas Vayelech. And the second Shabbos will be between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. And then we're going to learn Parashas Ha'azinu. Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkot has its own special learning. But if either Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur fall out on a Shabbos, namely, if Rosh Hashanah is on a Thursday, Friday, which means Yom Kippur will be on a Shabbos, or if Rosh Hashanah itself is on a Shabbos Sunday, so one of those two Shabbosos that I mentioned before are used by either Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur. And in such a year, there will not be a Shabbos between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. So how do we fit two Parashiyos, Vayelech and Ha'azinu, on one Shabbos? In such a year, Vayelech will be laid together with Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah. And then, on the only Shabbos we have between Nitzavim and Zeis HaBrocho, namely, the Shabbos between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Shabbos Shuvah, that's when we're going to learn Parshas Ha'azinu. Parshas Nitzavim begins on Zayin Adar in the year 2488, the last day of Moshe Rabbeinu's 37-day long drasha, which began at the beginning of Sefer Dvorim. And this date of Zayin Adar will take us until the end of the Torah for four parashiyos. Nitzavim, Vayelech, Ha'azinu, and Zeis HaBrocho were all said on the day that Moshe Rabbeinu died. Parashas Nitzavim could be divided into four topics. The first topic, Moshe Rabbeinu finishes off the bris between Hashem Yisborach and Klal Yisrael that we mentioned, that the Torah mentions in Parashas Kisavoy with the brochis and the klolois. Now Moshe Rabbeinu finishes it off with adding some details. And that covers the first three aliyos of the parasha. The second topic of the parasha, which covers the aliyos of Revi'a and Chamishi, Moshe Rabbeinu tells us that even if we end up doing chatoim and getting the klolois and get thrown out of Eretz Yisrael, we are guaranteed that Be'acharis Hayomim Klal Yisrael will do tshuva. And Hashem will bring Klal Yisrael back to Eretz Yisrael. Topic number three, the Aliyah of Shishi. Moshe Rabbeinu reassures us that we are capable of learning and keeping the entire Torah, and there is nothing in it out of our reach. And the fourth and last topic, covering the Aliyah of Shvi until the end of the parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu tells us of the greatest choice we have in life, between Chaim and Toiv and Moves and Ra. And Moshe Rabbeinu asks, pleads, and begs of us, Uvochalto b'chaim. And let us begin with Siyata Dishmaya, the first topic of Parashas Nitzavim. Atem Nitzavim ayoim kulechem lifnei Adonai Eloheichem roshechem shivteichem zikneichem v'shoitereichem kol ish Yisrael. Tapechem neshechem vegeirecho asher bekerev machanecho meichoitev aitzecho ad shoyev meimecho. You are all standing today in front of Hashem, the heads of your tribes, the elders, the officers, the entire Klal Yisrael. your children, your wives, and the geirim among you, from the wood choppers until the water carriers. Says Rashi, Atem nitzovim, melameid shekinso Moshe lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu beyoim moisoi, leachniso mabris. Rashi is darshaning the word hayoim. What does it mean you're all standing today? What's unique about today? Says Rashi, this is Zayin Ador, the day that Moshe Rabbeinu died. And on that day, Moshe Rabbeinu gathered the entire Klal Yisrael in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to put them through the bris, through the covenant. Rosheichem Shivteichem, says Rashi, it's not two things. It's not your heads and your shvatim. Rather, Rosheichem Lishivteichem, the heads of your shvatim. How does Rashi know that? We'll soon see. Zikneichem v'sheitreichem hechoshuv choshuv koidem ve'achar kach koilish Yisrael. Koilish Yisrael, that's the Shivteichem. So must be that Rosheichem Shivteichem is Rosheichem Lishivteichem. Meichoy teveitzecho melamed shebo knanim leizgayer b'mei Moshe kederech shebo givoyni b'mei Yoshua. Rashi wants to know, who are these wood choppers and water carriers? Was there a lower class of Klal Yisrael that were turned into slaves? Emfert Rashi, these were Knanim from Eretz Knan. When they got news of what we learned at the end of Parsha Shoiftim, that in the war in Eretz Yisrael it says, Lo yisechaye kol neshama, and they're all going to be wiped out. Some of them came to Moshe Rabbeinu and tricked him. And they said, we're from a faraway land, we want to become geirim, we want to become part of your nation, in order to avoid Klal Yisrael killing them out. And we find such a story, mefugash in Sefer Yehoshua, kederech shebo giv oini b'mei Yehoshua. One of the Shiva Umois in Eretz Yisrael are called Chivi. And some of them lived in a city called Giv'oin. They're called Giv'oinim because they came from the city of Giv'oin. And they came to Yehoshua with the same story. And they say, we came from faraway land because they knew that they're doomed. Lo yisechaye kol neshama. Where do we find this story hinted in the Novi that they also came b'mei Moshe? Vezeu omu b'giv oinim v'yasu gam heim b'omo. In Sefer Yehoshua it says that these givoinim also did it in a trickery, sly way. What's the gam? Says Rashi, because they also came b'mei Moshe. And then later on, Yeshua realized that they're from Chivi, so he couldn't kill them because he swore to them, he made a treaty with them. So it says in Sefer Yeshua, he turned them into slaves. Moshe Rabbeinu did the same. He did it before Yeshua. And these are the wood choppers and water carriers that the Pasuk is referring to. Pasuk Yud Aleph, what's all this gathering about? Le'ovrecho bivris Adonai Eloheicha uve'olosoi Asher Adonai Eloheicha kireisimecho hayoim. To go through the bris, the covenant of Hashem, uve'olosoi, and to accept upon yourself the consequences, the klolois, if you don't keep the mitzvos that Hashem is making with you today. Says Rashi, le'ovrecho lihiyois uve'ol babris, to go through the bris. Soon Rashi will explain, what does that mean to go through a bris? You can't say it means that Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, I'm gathering you today in order for me to pass through the bris. That's not what it means. You are going to go through the bris. Going through. What's the idea? When two people want to make a treaty between them, they make a mechitza mikan and mechitza mikan, a wall from here and a wall from the other side, v'ivrim ben ha'tayim, and they go between the two walls. Kumo yishenemar, as the Pasuk says in Sefer Yirmiyahu, when Klal Yisrael made a bris with Avodah Zarah, it says, o'egel asher korsu lishnayim, v'yavu bein besorov. They cut the eagle in two and walked between. We find a similar idea by bris bein ha'besorim with Avraham Avinu. And what's the idea? The idea is just like when you cut something in half, there's no chance of it becoming whole again. So too, the bris between me and you, there's no chance of retracting it. And then they would walk, both parties would walk between the two halves. So that's the loshon of le'ovrecha, and that's also loshon of koyres im chayoyim, cutting the bris. Posu gud beis ele ma'ano ki moisecho hayoyim eloi le'om v'hu yihye lecho le'elohim kasher diber loch v'chasher nishba la'voisecho le'avrohom le'itzchok u'le'yakov. And the reason Hashem is making this bris with you is in order to keep you as his nation and to keep him as your God, as he has spoke to you and as he has sworn to your ancestors, Avraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. Says Rashi, Lemano kimo yischa yoyim lo yileom. Kol kachu nichnas li toyach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going through all this trouble of making this bris. Why? Leman kayem oischa lefon of leom. In order to keep you as his nation, v'hu yihye lecho lelokim. Why is it so important to him? Lefi shediber lecho, he told this to you. V'nishba la'viseicho sheloi lehakli v'zara mu'ma acheres, that he will never switch Klal Yisrael for another nation. Lekach hu oisar esra m'shvois halalu. Therefore, he is binding you with these shvois. Sheloi taknitu, you shouldn't upset him. He can't separate himself from you because he told us and he swore to our ancestors. And therefore, he wants to keep us on good terms with him. Why is Parshas Atem Nitzovim right after the Klolos of Kisovoi? Klal Yisrael heard 98 curses. Chutz me'aboyim v'teisha shebetiras kani. Besides for the 49 in Parshat Bechukosai in Sefer Vayikra, hoiriku pneihem. They became pale. They became weak and faint. Ve'omru, and they said in worry, miyuchal lamoid be'elu, who could possibly withstand all these klolos? They got nervous. Hitzchil Moshe lefaisa, Moshe started to appease them. Atem nitzovim ayoim, you're all standing here today. Namely, harbeich astem lamokim, you made Hashem many times, you made him angry. V'loy also itchem kloyo, but he never destroyed you. The proof is, v'ariatem kayom lefono, you're all standing here today. Hayoim, kayoim azeshu kayom, v'umafil umeir, just like the sunlight. You see the sunlight, and then it gets dark by night. But the next morning, the sun comes back. Kach heir lochem v'kach osi loher lochem. So to Hashem shone for you, and he will shine for you, even if you have to go through these klolos. The klolos v'yisurim, in between the two lights, shel mekaymin eschem. That's what makes you alive. That's what keeps you going. U'matzivim eschem lefonov, keeps you as a strong nation in front of Hashem. Says Rashi, I have a proof to this. The parsha right before Parshas Nitzovim, right after the Klolos, it says, "Atem reisem es kol asher osisi leparo ulemitzrayim ulechol avodo." You saw what I did for you. You saw how much I love you. You saw how much how Hashem loves you. Says Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisrael. That's also divrei piyusim, appeasing them. Don't be nervous about the Klolos. It's only for your good. Ultimately, Hashem loves you. Davar acher, atem nitzovim, lefi shehoyu Yisrael yoitzim miparnos leparnos. Klal Yisrael is going from one leader's hands to the other leader's hands. Mi Moshe liYeshua, lefichach oso isam matzovo kedei lezarzom. He gathered them together in order to be mechazek them, to keep the Torah and the mitzvos. V'cheinosu Yeshua, before he died, and passed Klal Yisrael on to the Zkenim, the Shoiftim. V'chein Shmuel says, Hitzyatzu v'yishofto itchem, k'shiyotzu miyodoy, v'nichnesu liyodoy shel shol. Posuk Yud Gimel, v'lo yitechem levadechem, onoichi, koi reis es haberis hazois, ves holo hazois, ki es asher yeshnoi poi. Imonu oimeid ayoim lifnei adoinu eloheinu, veiz asher einenu poi, imonu hayoim. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm not only making this bris with you and this olo, namely the consequences of not being mekayim the bris, the curses, it's not just with you. Rather, it's also with everybody here today in front of Hashem, and also with people that are not here today. And Moshe Rabbeinu is not referring to people that didn't make it to the meeting. Everyone was there. Rather, says Rashi, with generations were not yet born yet and will come in the future, the bris is chal on them also. Pozuk tezvo vekiatem yedatem eis asher yoshavnu be'eret mitzroyim ve'eis asher ovarnu bekerev ha'goyim asher avartem v'atiru es shikutzeihem ve'eis giluleihem ve'eitzvo even kesef zohov asher imohem. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, you all know and remember the years we were in Mitzrayim and all the goyim, the nations that we passed through them and next to them. You saw all their disgusting avodah zarah made out of wood, out of stone, and the silver and gold ones which were imohem that they had to hide inside so nobody should steal. You saw how much avodah zarah there are amongst the goyim. Says Rashi, ki atem yedatem vatiru eshikutzeyem lefi sheroim shema umois avodah zarah v'shema, maybe, just maybe, hishi lev echod mikem oisoy leleches achareyem. Maybe one of your hearts is convincing you to follow the Avodah Zarah. Vatirue shikutzeim. Shikutzeim is something disgusting, like a creepy, crawly rodent. It's referring to the Avodah Zarah. Al shem shal yu me'usim kishkotzim. It's disgusting. Giluleim literally means excrements, referring to Avodah Zarah. Shal yu musrochim u me'usim kegolo. They're disgusting, like excrements. That you saw in the open. They're not afraid it's going to be stolen. The Pasuk adds two words. Kesev v'zohav asher imohem. Says Rashi, imohem mechadre maskiyosom. In the rooms that they have special tiled floors that they should bow down to it on. That they keep in hiding because they're afraid it'll be stolen. Posuk Yud Zayin, Pen Yesh Bochem, Ish Oy Ish Oy, Mishpacho Oy Shevet, Asher Levavoy Fune Hayoy, Meim Adonoy Eloheinu, Loleches La'avoy, Des Elohei Hagoyim Hohem, Pen Yesh Bochem, Shoyresh Poyre Roish Velano. And there may be among you a man or a woman or an entire family or even an entire shevet that the hearts are leaving or turning away from Hashem today to go be worshipped, to go worship the avodah zarah of the goyim. There may be amongst you a root that is going to grow bitter herbs. Poirem eloshen pru revu, to give birth, to make grow. Roish velano are two types of bitter grass, things that grow. Says Rashi, Pen Yesh Bochem Lefichoch Hanitzor Leshbiach. Therefore, I have to make you swear about this, that you're not going to do this. Pen Yesh Bochem Shemo Yesh Bochem. Asher Levovoi Poine Hayoim Milekabel Olav Abris, from accepting the bris. Shoyresh Poire Roish velano. Shoyresh Megadel Esev Mal, a root that grows bitter grass, kegidin, a type of grass, a type of something that grows, sheimorim, kloimar mafre umarbe resha bekir bachem. Says Rashi, what's the nimshol? There's some of you may be growing evil among you. Posuk Yud Ches v'hoyo b'sham oyes divrei ha'olo hazois v'izborech bilvavoy leimoir shalom yihye li ki b'shrirus libi eilech. And this ish oy isho oy mishpocho oy shevet, when they hear all these klolois that we heard in Parshas Kisovoi, what happens when Klal Yisrael does averois and is over avodah zarah, he's going to bless himself in his heart, he's going to rationalize and say, all that, not negia to me. Sholom yeli, I'll have peace. Rather, I will continue going in the sight of my heart. In other words, I will do whatever I want. Says Hashem, that will cause me to add on your aveiros that you did b'shoigeg. Until now, I ignored them. but now with such an attitude, I'm going to punish you also for the Averis B'Shoigeg together with the Averis B'Mezit. How does this phrase, Laman Sfois Rovo Es Atzmeo, mean that? The word Rovo literally means a person that drank too much, a drunk person. A drunk person has no das, is not responsible for what he does. Similar to a Shoigeg, a person did something unintentionally. Normally, he wouldn't get punished for that. But because he's coming with such an attitude, Laman Sfois, I will add the Rovo, the Averis he did B'Shoigeg, onto the Averis you did when you were thirsty, when you were not drunk, when you did it B'Mezid with full intent. Says Rashi, V'izborech b'levovoy loshen brocho. He's blessing himself, Yachshev b'liboy birkas sholem le'atzmoy. He's thinking a brocha of peace to himself, Le'moyer lo yevoy uni klolis halolu. These klolis will not come to me. Ach, rather, sholem yeli, it will be peace for me. V'izborech is the reflexive tense. Namely, he does something to himself. K'moy v'his galoch, v'his palel. B'shrirus libi eilech. The word b'shrirus literally means sight. B'marois libi. K'moy Bilam says, Ashurenu v'loy korov. K'loyma mashlibi roye lasois. Whatever my heart sees to do. L'man s'foyis ha'rovo. L'fi sh'oi siv loy puronus al ma sh'oso adheino b'shoigeg. Bo'isim mavir aleh. I'm going to add on punishments. On whatever he did b'shoigeg. Until now, I ignored it. But v'goyrem with such an attitude, she'ato, she'atzalfeim imam mezid. I will join it together with aviris b'mezid, v'epora mimenu akoil. I'll punish him for everything. V'chein tirgem unkelus. Bedil lo isofolei, chetei shaluso al danuso. To add chatoim b'shoigeg, that's what shaluso means, of aviris b'mezid. Shoisif lo ani ashgogois al asdoinois. Horovo is shoigeg. How? Shoise kodom shikoil. Person that's drunk, shoise shalem midas. Hatzmeyo, shoise midas. You do it with intent. Uvetavo. And one can ask, what is the logic of this yochid, this ish, isha, mishpocha, yeshevet, after hearing divrei ha'olois ha'ele, that he says, shalem yeli. Based on what does he say that? What's his rationalization? So some want to say that his rationalization is that all those klolois were said to Klal Yisrael. If Klal Yisrael is not doing good as a whole spiritually, namely, Roiv of Klal Yisrael Oiv David Yisore, that's what all those punishments are talking about. But if Klal Yisrael is doing good as a whole, and me as a Yochid, I'm doing my thing, I won't get punished. That's what he's thinking. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, it doesn't work that way. Although true, the Bris, the covenant, is between Hashem and Klal Yisrael, nevertheless, each Yid has a personal cheshbon with Hashem also. Prosecutes, Lo yoyve adoinois, lo yach lo inki oz, yeshanaf adoinoi vikin osoi bo ish ahu, ורוב צבוי כל הולו הקצובו בספר הזה, ומוכו אדוינוי אס שמוי מתחס השמויים. Hashem will not be willing to forgive him. Rather the contrary, Hashem's anger will rise. And just like by a human being, when a person gets angry, he gets heated up, and you have hot air, you have smoke coming out of his nostrils. So to speak, the Pasuk gives a moshel by Hashem. Hashem's nostril will smoke up. V'kin osoi. Kin osoi is an anger that brings to revenge on this person. V'rov tzaboy kololo. All the curses written in the Sefer Torah, will come upon him. And Hashem will obliterate his name from underneath the sky. Says Rashi, Yeshan af Hashem alidei kas haguf mischamem. Alidei kas, when a person gets angry, haguf mischamem. The body heats up. V'ho'oshon yoytze min af, and you have hot air, smoke coming out of the nose. V'chein olo'oshon be'apoi. V'af al pi she'in zu lifnei ha'mokoim. Hashem's body doesn't heat up, he doesn't have a body, he doesn't have nostrils, no smoke coming out. So what's this talk? Says Rashi, Hakosuv mashmiya es ha'oizen, kederech she'ire gilo v'yechoylo lishmoya, kefi derech ha'oretz. The Torah talks to us in a language we can understand. We want to describe anger, this is what we describe. So it describes the Ba'akodesh Baruch Hu, even though it's obviously not meant to be taken literally. V'kin osoy loshen chemo. a strong anger, achizas levishas nekomo, an anger that brings to revenge, ve'inu mavir al amido, an anger that does not forgive. Pasuk chav vehivdilo yadoinoi lera'o mikuil shivte Yisrael kechoil aloi saberis hakesuva b'seifer atoiro hazeh. And Hashem will separate this yochid, this ish, isha, mishpocha, reshevet, from all the other shvatim of Klal Yisrael. Everyone else is doing good. They're being uvdei Hashem, and they're getting all the brachos. But this yid, he decided to go astray. Hashem will separate him, and he will get all the curses that are written b'sefer HaTorah hazeh. Says Rashi, haksuvo b'sefer HaTorah hazeh, ulema lo in the end of Parshas Kisovoi, by the Klolos it says, oimer b'sefer HaTorah hazois, in the Pasuk of Gam Kol Choli V'chol Mako, asher lo yiksuvo b'sefer HaTorah hazois. What is a Sefer HaTorah? Is it Loshen Zohar, and therefore it deserves Hazeh, like our Pasuk? Or is it Loshen Nekeva, and therefore it deserves Hazois, like it says in Parshas Kisovoi? And Vatrashi, Hazois, Loshen Nekeva, because Musav ala Torah. When you're referring to the Torah, Torah is Nekeva. That's what Hazois is referring to. Hazeh, Loshen Zohar, Musav ala Sefer, going back on the word Sefer. So why does it switch? Says Rashi. Depending on how the timing cut up this phrase, that's how we know what the ze or zois is referring to. Beparshas haklolois atipcho, which is a stopping point, a comma. Nesuno tachas basefer. It says basefer tipcho, and then vehatoiro azois dvukim zelo ze. So over there, lekachomer azois, because the zois is going on the word toiro, which is nekeva. Mashenk in our pasuk, v'kan hatipcho nesuno tachas haToiro, nimtzo sefer haToiro dvukim ze bo ze, v'ze lo ze, lefiroch loshen zocho noifel acharov, shaloshen noifel ala sefer. In our pasuk, it's sefer haToiro, haze is referring to the sefer haToiro, and therefore it says loshen zocho. Ad kan, the psukim spoke about the punishment of the yochid, ish, isha, mishpocha, rishavet, that goes on their own to be eved avodah zarah. And now the pasuk will be describing the destruction of Eretz Yisrael and of all of Klal Yisrael. And why is that? We're talking about yechidim being eved avodah zarah, not Klal Yisrael. So why are all of Klal Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, being punished because of those yechidim? The answer to this question, we're going to see later on in Pasuk Chof Ches. Pasuk Chof Alef ve'omar adoyr ha'acharoin b'neichem asho yokum o'me'acharichem v'hanochri asho yavoy me'erez rechoyko v'ra'u es makois ha'oretz ha'ivesh t'achalu eho asho chilo adoynoi bo. And in the later generations, it will be your descendants that come after you, or goyim that come from a far land, and they will see the punishment of that land, namely of Eretz Yisrael, and all of its sicknesses, that Hashem was chilo bo. Chilo is the verb of tachalu eho. Tachalu is the noun, and chilo the sicknesses that Hashem brought to Eretz Yisrael. And what are they? Pasuk Chof Beis, Gofriz v'melach serifo chol arzo, lo yisi zora v'lo yisatzmiach v'lo yalev kol eisev kemahpechaz, sedoim v'amiro admoi tzvoyim, asher ofach adoinoi be'apoi uvachamosoi. Sulfur and salt, which consumed and burnt all of the land of Eretz Yisrael, that it no longer could be planted and doesn't grow anything and no grass grows on it. Like the overturning of Sdoim Amoira and Admo Tzvoim, that Hashem turned over with his anger and with his wrath in Parshas Vayero. The Omeru Kolagoyim Almeoso Adoinoi Kocholoretz Azois Mechori Hoafagodoil Hazeh. And the Goyim at that time will ask, why did Hashem do such a terrible destruction to this land? What is the cause of this tremendous anger? Ve'omeru al asher ozevu es bris hadoinoi Elohei avosam אשר קורא סימום בויצי אוי אוי סום מארץ מצרים. And those who know will answer that all this came as a result that Klal Yisrael left the covenant that Hashem made with them when He took them out of Mitzrayim. Vayelechu vayavdu Elohim achirim vayishtachavu lohem Elohim asher lo yedaum velo yicholak lohem. And they went and they worshipped God that others made them into gods. And they bowed down to them, God, they never knew that they had any power. Hashem did not give them those gods to Klal Yisrael for them to worship. That's one pshat of Rashi. Says Rashi, lo yedoum, lo yodu bohem gvuras Elohus. They never knew that they have any power. Says Rashi, first pshat, lo nesonom lechelko. Hashem didn't give these avodah zarah, these gods, to Klal Yisrael to worship. Unculus tilgame. It could be Unculus is bothered by this pshat that Rashi says. What does that mean? Hashem didn't give them to Klal Yisrael. Hashem didn't give them to anybody. Nobody is meant to be over the avodah zarah. And therefore, Unculus tilgame v'loy cholak lohem means v'loy oitiv lohoin. Loy heitiv lohem shum toivo. These gods didn't do anything good for them, for Klal Yisrael. And according to this, Loshen Loi Cholak is different the way Rashi Pshat. Rashi Pshat is Loi Cholak. Hashem didn't give these gods to Klal Yisrael as their portion. According to Targum, Loshen Loi Cholak, Oisoi Eloi Ah Shebucha Ulohem, that God that they chose for themselves, Loi Cholak Lohem Shum Nachalov Shum Chelek, didn't give them any inheritance, didn't give them anything. Posuk Chovzain, Vaiteshem Adoinoi, Meal Admosom, Beaf, Uvichemo, Uvikesef Godoil, Vayashlichei, Melerezacheres, Kayuimaze. And Hashem uprooted them from their land with tremendous anger, three Lashonot of anger, Af, Chemo, and Ketsef Godoil. And Hashem, Vayashlichei, Melerez, Hashem displaced them and threw them out to another land. As we see this day, namely this day that this question and answer was given in Posuk Chof Gimel and Chof Dalit, says Rashi, "Vayita Shem Hashem kitargumoi v'taltelinun." Hashem displaced them. V'chein hinini noyt shomer adnosom, to uproot and to displaced. Both are included in this word. Posuk Chof Ches, Anistarois, Ladoinoi Eloheinu, Vanigloys, Lonu Levoneinu, Adoilom, Lasois, as called Ivrei, Hatiro Hazois. Posuk Chof Ches is coming to answer the obvious question. What shifted from Posuk Chof to Posuk Chof Aleph? The Psukim before were talking about a Yochid, Isho Isho, Mishpoch or Shevet, that goes in Ovid Avodah Zarah. All of a sudden, Posuk Chof Aleph talks about the destruction of the entire Eretz Yisrael, the entire Klal Yisrael. What happened over here? Here's where Moshe Rabbeinu is mechadish the concept of Arvus. Klal Yisrael is responsible for each other. And if there are choytim among us, we have to get rid of them or help them do tshuva. But we can't just look away and say, that's not negiah to me. You're going to ask, in Posuk Yud Zayin it says, what happened over here? Isho isho mishpocho yishevet asher levovoi foine ayoy me'im Hashem Elokeinu. He's just thinking to do bad. Hirhurim. How am I supposed to know what's going on in his heart? I'm going to get punished. Klal Yisrael will get punished for what's going on in the Yochid's heart. Says the Posuk, no. Hanistoro is whatever is going on in his heart, Lashem Elokeinu, that Hashem will take care of, that you're not responsible for. What are you responsible for? Vanigloys. If he revealed what he's thinking, when he does Averois openly, now it's your responsibility to take care of that. Says Rashi, Hanistoro is Lashem Elokeinu, Vim Toimru, Mabio Deinu Lasois. Atomanishes or Rabim, Alirure Ayochid, Shinema Penyesh Bochem Isho Isho, Ashalavovoi, Poine Ayoim, Vachakach and Posuk Chof Aleph, Verois Makoisorets Ahu, Ai. Everyone's getting punished for the Yochid, Valoy Ein Odom Yedabim Atmoin of Shalchaveroi. How are we supposed to know what's going on in his heart? Emfeld the Posuk. I'm not going to punish you for that. Shame Lashem Aloy Kenu. Vui Pogam Oisu Ayochin. Avol Ala Niglois. That's Lono Lavonenu Levairo Ramikirbenu. To get rid of the evildoers among us. Vim Loinase Bohem and Din Bohem. And if we don't punish them, Ye Onshu Horabim. The entire Klal Yisrael will be punished because there's an Arvus. We're connected. Says Rashi, Nokud al lonu ulavoneinu. Take a look at the Chumash. You'll see dots on the word lonu ulavoneinu. Those dots appear in the Sefer Torah. In our Chumash, in our Sefer Torah, we also have a dot on the word ad, on the ayin of ad. What is the dots coming to tell us? Lidroi sha'af ala niglois le'ona she'so rabim. This concept of arvus, that if one yid is choite, it's the responsibility of the entire Klal Yisrael. That phenomena of arvus only happens at she'ovru es ha'yardin. Once they cross the yardin, when? Mishekiblu aleim es ha'shvua bar grizim uvar evil. What we saw in Parshas Kisavoy, only then venasu arevim zelozeh. That's when they become responsible one for another. How exactly we learn that from these dots in the Yodea, but says Rashi, that's what these dots are coming to tell us. Adkan, the first topic of Parashas Nitzovim, Hashlomo of the Bris, that we saw in Parashas Kisavoy, when the added details that Moshe Rabbeinu adds for us over here.